April showers bring May flowers, but May also brings a steady dose of state politics, as it is the last month of the spring session, where most of the work gets done before they take off an ungodly amount of time for the summer. Today, hearings began for a state-run casino in Chicago, not to be confused with Mayor Emanuel's plan that would have a city-run casino in Chicago, not to be confused with the Illinois Casino Gaming Association, which doesn't want any run Chicago casino at all. It's fascinating. Emanuel wants it so he can use profits to plug in for police and firefighter pensions. But annual revenue would hardly cover it, so Emanuel wants a tax break. Will this be the month that a Chicago casino will be approved downstate? Well, if they get a casino, I want it to be like Vegas. Two words. Peter Cetera. Two more words. Every night. A Chicago judge resentenced Adolfo Davis for a murder conviction from 1991. Davis was 14 years old. He was serving life without parole until U.S. Supreme Court ruled that mandatory life sentences for juveniles were unconstitutional. So all eyes were on the Davis case since he would be the first to be resentenced. The federal judge didn't seem to care, resentencing Davis to the same sentence as before, life in prison. There's some squabbles over evidence and the degree to which Davis was involved in that gang-related shooting 24 years ago, but the judge sided with the prosecution, and she also didn't buy any of the rehabilitation claims that were presented by witnesses. I don't know about you, but that seems like a lot of money, time, and energy spent by the government and the courts to end up at the very same place. Ugh. What? Anxiety didn't make the cut as a condition to be treated by medical marijuana in Illinois? That makes me so anxious! I guess I'll stick with Xanax. The Illinois Medical Cannabis Advisory Board did allow post-traumatic stress disorder and migraines, but anxiety? No. What about back pain? Stress from video games? Overall confusion? Old bone syndrome? My elbow kind of hurts? Come on, man. Come on, Illinois. Come on, be cool. The James Beard Awards are underway at the Lyric Opera. Tickets were $500 to the general public. That means you could sit through a long program and get bite-sized treats from some real-life celebrity chefs. That's like $80 a bite. Chicago has a good shot to bring home some hardware in the Best Chef Great Lakes category. Curtis Duffy, Paul Verrant, Erlen Wu Bauer, and Andrew Zimmerman take on a dude from Cleveland. Wait, are we talking food or are we talking basketball? Anyway, if I were you, I'd go out tonight. You may run into a tuxedoed New York chef that you've never heard of waiting in line at Violet Hour. And you could use some of that Chicago charm to cut right in front of him. In weather, it's gray out. In sports, the Bulls and Cavs are underway. Huge competition to see who will lose to Golden State. Steph Curry with the shot. He was announced to be MVP today. In baseball, the Chicago White Sox got drubbed by the Twins yesterday, and the chorus is getting louder for something to be done after a terrible start to the season at 8-14. They currently sit at the bottom of the AL Central. The new Chicago casino has a 5-1 odds that Ventura doesn't last the season. Also, it's got Peter Cetera. And finally, today's May 4th, so that means it's May the 4th Be With You Day. So everybody grab your toy lightsaber, put your hair in side buns, and do your best Star Wars impression. Here's mine. A little cutting from the original Star Wars with a character named Guido. Solo. Only on the 4th. Well, that's the carry out for May 4th, 2015. This is just a snack. You're going to be hungry again in a couple of hours.